Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The update at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. 2 days after a thunderstorm sparked widespread flash flooding in central Texas, more rain is now in the forecast.
People around Texas know this scenic region as the Hill Country. Those who live here have another nickname for it, Flash Flood Alley. Governor Greg Abbott says rising water is a fact of life around here.
There's the potential for flash flooding, but there's no expectation of a water wall of almost 30 feet high.
And that's what communities like Kerrville, Comfort, and Center Point were faced with before dawn on Friday. The death count has surged past 70. Jim Ryan, ABC News, San Antonio.
And that death toll is expected to rise. On President Trump's agenda today is a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, their first since those U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. The two leaders are expected to discuss a ceasefire proposal for the war in Gaza. And in Philadelphia, day 7 of the municipal workers' strike, negotiations over wage increases continue. This is ABC News. Tariffs could rain on America's big birthday bash next year as businesses fear incoming price hikes for fireworks. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Fireworks sellers say President Trump's tariffs will impose rising costs and potential shortages since almost all fireworks are imported from China.
We could be expecting like a 10 to 15% increase going into next year. If we don't get that exemption, you're looking anywhere from 35 to 45%.
Roberto Sorghi is co-owner of American Fireworks Company in Bergenfield, New Jersey.
A woman is in stable condition after she suffered severe injuries to her arm from a lion attack at an Australian zoo over the weekend. An investigation by Queensland police is now underway into how the encounter occurred. Zoo officials say the animal never left its enclosure and was not a risk to staff or other members of the public. An end to a bizarre murder trial in Australia as a woman is convicted of poisoning her in-laws with deadly mushrooms. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota BO1 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday in hometown in baseball, Dodgeville was a 5-4 winner in 11 innings over Arena. Hollandale 8, Wyota nothing. Verona 12-2 over Ridgeway. Muscadet 2-0 over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Also in the north, Wanakee 4-2 over Cross Plains. Middleton 10, Reedsburg 1, Ashton 12-3 over Black Earth, and Mazamani was a winner against Casanova 3-1. Wisconsin Dells lost to Montello 9-5. Brandon Woodruff pitched 6 strong innings in his first starts in 651 days. Jackson Chirio homered and drove in 3 runs, and the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-1. Woodruff allowed a 3rd-inning single and a home run in the 5th. But he struck out 8 and didn't walk a batter, throwing 53 of 70 pitches for strikes. Christian Yelich had an infield hit in the 3rd and stole his 13th base during the contest. It was Philadelphia 3-1 over Cincinnati, and the Cubs shut out St. Louis big time, 11-0. In the American League, Toronto 3, the Angels 2, Detroit 7-2 over Cleveland, Tampa Bay 7, Minnesota 5. Interleague play, Baltimore 2-1 over Atlanta, Boston 6, Washington 4, the Yankees 6-4 over the Mets, Colorado 6 and the White Sox 4, Kansas City 4-0 over Arizona, Seattle 1, Pittsburgh 0, Houston 5-1 over the Dodgers, San Diego 4, Texas 1, San Francisco 6-2 over the Athletics. And that is an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything
everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
This summer, make a splash for free. The Richland Hospital and Clinics invites you to free pool days on three different Tuesdays in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Spring Green. Join us Tuesday, July 22nd in Richland Center, Tuesday, July 29th in Muscadet, and Tuesday, August 12th in Spring Green. Bring the whole family and beat the heat on us. Learn more at richlandhospital.com.
Today, a high of 82, partly cloudy and seasonal. For tonight, increasingly cloudy, a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, a low of 63. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 79. After a midnight reading of 68, we are down from that to the current mark. It is 61 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Here we go, another day, a new week in Southwest Wisconsin. This is Jordan Davis.
Even weren't your tires leaving me in the dust? If you weren't the kind that you only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had, bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a bang of broken heart does. I'm gonna need three or four more, baby, if I'm moving on at a scoreboard. Say you and your memory won me and this bar none.
girl, shine, shine, shine. When the night is over, she'll be mine, mine, mine. Step back and let that little girl shine. She's like a brand new penny to a boy who's never had his eye. Sparkles, see her glitter. No one holds a candle when she shines. She turns a mile a minute. See her twirl just like a spinning top. But one thing that she'll find, it's me who's on her mind when the music. Shine, shine, shine. When the night is over, she'll be mine, mine, mine. Step back and let that little girl shine. Shine, shine, shine. When the night is over, she'll be mine, mine, mine. Step back and let that little girl shine.
Betty Raven on WRCO Radio. Good morning. 61 degrees here in Richland Center. We have a bit of a breeze from the southwest around 2 miles per hour. It was another warm and muggy one yesterday. Some much needed rain over the course of the last several days, so things are green and growing. And how about that yard? Oh, my goodness. It's growing. It is. There was a respite in May and the early part of June where you could probably go, well, I don't know, a week and a half or so without mowing, but now that's not the case. No, things are green and growing, and so is everything in the Victory Garden in Sextonville as well. Looking pretty good. As long as the rodents leave it alone. This is Kenny Chesney on FM 100.9 and Anything But Mine.
Walking along beneath the lights of that miracle mile. Me and Mary making our way into the night. You can hear the cries from the carnival rides, the pinball bells and the skee ball slides, watching the summer sun fall out of sight. There's a warm wind coming in from off of the ocean, making its way past the hotel walls to feel the street. Mary is holding both of her shoes in her hand. Said she likes to feel the sand beneath her feet. And in the morning I'm leaving, making my way back to Cleveland. So tonight I hope that I will do just fine. There's a local band playing at the Seaside Pavilion, and I got just enough cash to get us in. And as we are dancing, Mary's wrapping her arms around me, and I can feel the sting of summer on my skin.
tell the music, I tell her I love her. We both laugh, cause we know it isn't true. I've been married, there's a summer drawing to an end tonight, and there's so much that I long to do to you. But in the morning I'm leaving, making my way back to Cleveland. So tonight I hope that I will do just fine, and I don't see how you could
Kenny Chesney on WRCO Radio. A reminder from our community calendar today that going on this week, the Boaz Village Board will meet on Tuesday night at 6 at the Boaz Community Building, and VFW members and potential members invited to welcome the new Richland Center Post 2267 Commander Marlon Clark on Tuesday night at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. Marlon is buying pizza and the beer. A regular monthly meeting will follow at 7 o'clock. That's tomorrow night.
This Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center, don't miss your chance to buy or sell quality dairy cattle. Weekly consignments include fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred and open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull plus baby heifer and bull calves. Receiving cattle 7 days a week. Visit their website for daily updates. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700. That's 585-3700 for the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
61 at WRCO Studios today as we get you set for the day in Southwest Wisconsin. Things just move so fast, especially when you're celebrating with family and friends. We had a good time over the weekend. Celebrated a couple of birthdays and a 4th of July, and lots of fun stuff. It's good to see a lot of folks out at Lone Rock 4th of July celebration on Thursday, and over the weekend, some of the events going on. Home Talent Baseball yesterday, that was a long one. That was a 3-hour filibuster, P-H-I-L-B-U-S-T-E-R, filibuster. Yes, it was long game, but eventually won by Dodgeville in 11 innings. We'll have details coming up when we check sports. From the lost and found, a male wiener dog has been lost. It's fawn-colored and wearing a collar, lost on West Hazeltine Street, 608-570-0781 or 608-383-3129. And found a lab mix wearing a collar, that is a name of Maisie written on the tag, found near the intersection of Riverview Ridge Road and Sleepy Hollow Road. The number to call, 608-383-0399. That's 383-0399.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in my. Took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in that picture. In my pocket, cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. No lie, baby, you're the only girl in mind. Nah, there ain't nothing I want to myself. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side in the sun, don't even wanna be.
That's Parma Lee, FM 100.9 News, Weather, and Sports. Coming up right around the corner today, we're at 62 degrees. Here is Montgomery Gentry.
I'm tired of spinning my wheels. I need to find a place where my heart can go to heal. I need to get there pretty quick. Hey, mister, what you got out on that lot? You can sell me at a pinch. Maybe one of them souped-up muscle cars, the kind that makes you think you're stronger than you are. Color don't matter, no, I don't need leather seats. All that really concerns me is speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60. Can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an open road and a whole lot of speed. I'd like to trade in this old truck, 'cause it makes me think of her, and that just slows me up. See, it's the first place we made love, where we used to sit and talk on the tailgate all night long. But now she's gone, and I need to move on. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60. Can it outrun her memory? Some miles between us, tear off that rear view mirror, there's nothing left to see. Yeah. Let me lean on that gas, all she catches up fast. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60.
Montgomery Gentry on Country and Community WRCO. Good Monday morning.
Looking to save on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
We're in the final week of the Summer Savings event at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Great markdowns, closeouts, and rebates on all televisions and appliances. Sale ends Friday, July 11th, so stop by soon or visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland
Center. Good morning. News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs for all your business signage needs. Well, the forecast for today calls for seasonal conditions, a very nice summer-like 82 later. We start out this morning at 61 degrees. That is our overnight low.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
I am Phil Nee with a look at news. The state budget includes $1.3 billion in tax cuts. The tax cuts were a signature part of the budget compromise between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders in the legislature. The state's second lowest tax bracket is expanded to include single filers and heads of household earning up to $50,480 and jointly filing married couples earning $67,300. Evers signed the budget early last Thursday morning following a marathon legislative session. The next state budget gives Wisconsin's K-12 schools some breathing room. Governor Tony Evers signed the 2025-27 budget bill last week after negotiations with the Republican leaders and a marathon session in the state assembly. The compromise provides the state's 467 public school districts with an increase of some $500 million in special education funding and $30 million for mental health services. Districts statewide will have increased revenue limits, allowing them to increase spending by $1.4 billion more than the last budget cycle. That would come in the form of property tax increases, which could mean more referendums. The state budget funds for some high-priority projects for the universities of Wisconsin in the budget, among them allocating $194.5 million for Phase 2 of UW-La Crosse's Prairie Springs Science Center and to demolish the 60-year-old Crowley Hall and a $189.3 million to renovate the Health Sciences Center at UW-Milwaukee. Other capital funding will allow UW-Stevens Point to establish a business school and add to UW-Stout's recreation complex. UW-Madison gets $5 million to plan for eventual demolition and replacement of the 1960s-era Humanities Building. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and Coroner Betty Nye reported last week at approximately 2:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Communication Center received a report of a farm utility terrain vehicle crash. The incident occurred on private property near Coba Valley Road, rural Hillsboro, in the town of Greenwood. A UTV was being operated on a gravel surface, traveling down a slight incline when the operator lost control in a curve to the right. The UTV overturned. There were two occupants, ages 12 and 11, that were both transported to Amplify Health by Gunderson St. Joseph's in Hillsboro, one by private vehicle and one by Hillsboro area ambulance. The 12-year-old sustained critical injuries and died at the hospital. The 11-year-old was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Responding at the scene were the Hillsboro area ambulance, Hillsboro Fire Department, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and later the coroner's office. The incident remains under investigation by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Vernon County Sheriff's Office, and Vernon County Coroner's Office. A new report from the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health highlights the struggles rural fire and EMS services are facing. Rural EMS Program Manager James Small says nearly half the departments in the state aren't able to respond to calls with a basic level of firefighting. Small says departments are relying on mutual aid for that, and that puts pressure on the neighboring agencies to fulfill those requests. He says it's an issue with a declining number of volunteers and a lack of financial resources. Small says regionalizing or consolidating fire and EMS services could help address some of the issues. A teen charged in the 2024 death of a counselor at Wisconsin's Lincoln Hills Youth Prison will be tried as an adult early next year. Court records show Javarius Heard will face a 3-week trial next February. Investigators say he had just thrown a cup of soapy water at an officer, then fled into the courtyard where Corey Prolix tried to restrain him. Heard allegedly beat Prolix, who fell and hit his head on a hard surface. He died from his injuries at a nearby hospital. Heard is facing charges for reckless homicide and battery by prisoners. Pre-trial hearings will be held in October and November. UW-Madison police continue working on the 1982 stabbing death of a student. UWPD is again asking the public for help in identifying a suspect in the stabbing death of 23-year-old Donna Mraz. Mraz was walking home early in the morning near Camp Randall when she was attacked. The motivation of the attack remains unknown, and there's no new information, but the case remains open and active while investigators continue to follow up on leads. Anyone with info can call the UWPD tip line or share tips through Madison Area Crime Stoppers. And Richland County 4-H, the Richland County Dairy Promotion Committee, and the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin recently hosted a grilled cheese sandwich challenge. Competitors had 15 minutes to assemble and cook their grilled cheese sandwiches, which had to include real cheese, bread of choice, and up to 5 additional ingredients. Entries were judged on taste, creative use of ingredients, cooking skills, and presentation. Congratulations to Tennyson Hines on her first place entry. Tennyson crafted a s'mores sandwich featuring Gouda cheese. Alana Wallace of the West Lima Schooners 4-H Club placed second with a Colby Jack and Parmesan cheese sandwich with garlic basil butter. And the father-son team of Chris and Will Harpin of the Brush Creek Knowledge Seekers 4-H Club placed third with a Mediterranean grilled cheese sandwich featuring mozzarella and feta cheese.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Today's forecast, it looks like it's going to be a partly cloudy day and seasonal, though, and highs around 82 degrees. Tonight, increasingly cloudy, a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, and a low of 63. Tuesday, near 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Tuesday night, a few leftover showers, pockets of fog possible, a low of 64. Wednesday, breaks of sunshine and a bit muggy, a small chance of a shower, and a high of 82. Thursday, partly cloudy and seasonal, a high of 84. And Friday, 83, muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely at times. A high of 80 predicted for both this Saturday and Sunday. Over the weekend, some warm temperatures. 84 was the high yesterday. Also at midnight, we were at 68 degrees. We were at 61 briefly, and now back up to the current reading. It is 62 degrees.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made in Wisconsin. Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way. Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at local baseball from yesterday, and it was an amazing first game back for the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Dodgeville held on for a 5-4, 11-inning victory over Arena in a heated battle played Sunday at Centennial Park in Dodgeville. The host Knights scored 3 runs on 3 hits in the opening inning and did not score again until the 10th inning. Arena played a 2 in the second and tied the score in the 6th. The game was tied at 3 until the 10th. Both teams had runners placed at second base at the start of the inning. The Aces played a run on an RBI fielder's choice by Alex Stotts. The Knights tied the game at 4 when a run scored on an error in the bottom of the 10th. Arena did not score in the top of the 11th. In the bottom, Dodgeville loaded the bases with a drawn-in infield, and the Knights' Grant Hying had a base hit to score the winning run. Arena's Jimmy Jensen deserved a better fate on the day as he worked 10 innings, struck out 9, gave up 5 hits, and 1 walk. Also, with the 5-4, 11-inning win, Dodgeville now 7-2. Arena fell to 6-3. They will play at Verona coming up on Sunday. In other Western Section games, Hollandale shut out Wyota. Final there, 8-0. Verona, 12-2 over Ridgeway. Muscadet, 2. Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb, nothing. Blanchardville, 9. Shoalsburg, Benton, 8. Belleville at Argyle, postponed. In the north, Mazamani was a winner over Cazenovia, 3-1. Ashton, 12. Black Earth, 3. Middleton, 10-1 over Reedsburg. Wanakee, 4. And Cross Plains, 2. It was Montello over the Dells. Final score of 9-5. Cottage Grove, 7-4 over Poinette. Looking like he'd never been away, Brewer right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched his team to a 3-1 victory at Miami Sunday. It was Woodruff's first major league start in nearly 22 months. He went 6 innings, allowing just 2 hits and 1 run, striking out 8 without a walk. Milwaukee scored 2 runs on Jackson Chirio's third-inning home run. Chirio then played an insurance run in the 8th with a sacrifice fly. And manager Pat Murphy was impressed by Woodruff's comeback ability.
No one could have expected 6 innings of 2-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational. Any worries anybody had about this guy being able to pitch in his future, whatever. I mean, wow. He was right on it. Location, stuff, everything. It just tells you a lot about who the guy is.
National League All-Star Freddy Peralta starts the first game of a home series against the Dodgers this evening. The Cubs are winners against St. Louis, 11-0. Philadelphia, 3-1 over Cincinnati. In the American League, Toronto, 3. The Angels, 2. Detroit, 7-2 over Cleveland. Tampa Bay, 7. And Minnesota, 5. Interleague play, Baltimore, 2-1 over Atlanta. Boston, 6. Washington, 4. The Yankees, 6-4 over the Mets. Colorado, 6. And the White Sox, 4. Kansas City, 4-0 over Arizona. Seattle, 1. Pittsburgh, nothing. Houston, 5-1 over the Dodgers. San Diego, 4. Texas, 1. San Francisco, 6-2 over the Athletics. An NBA reporter was a little off the mark on 2 stories about Bucks guard Damian Lillard being released. The beat writer for the Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper reported the team wouldn't approve Lillard's request to return home to Portland so he could be with his family while recovering from his torn Achilles. On an Instagram post, Lillard says that's not so. The team did approve his request. He also posted that Milwaukee star Giannis Antetokounmpo wasn't happy when Lillard was waived. ESPN reports Giannis was looped in on the decision to waive the star guard. Also in sports today, manager Dave Martinez and general manager Mike Rizzo have been fired by the Washington Nationals amid their 6th consecutive losing season since they won the 2019 World Series. And Edison Alvarez scored a tie-breaking goal in the 77th minute after a video review reversed an offside call, and Mexico beat the United States 2-1 for its record 10th Gold Cup title. That's an update on sports today on a Monday. I am Phil Nee.
100.9 WRCO.
watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck.
'cause you know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love?
Leroy Parnell, and what kind of fool do you think I am? Please don't answer that. But nonetheless, yeah, it was a long game yesterday in Dodgeville, 11 innings, and warm. I had a couple of fans that were there, not the ones clapping their hands, but a couple of old Rotary fans, and along about the eighth inning, one of them rattled apart. You know, the face, the front of the fan just rattled off on the floor, and it was going bang, 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 bang. And I'm trying to do play-by-play, and then with my toe, reach over and unplug it so it wasn't making so much noise. It was quite an acrobatic move on my part, but I was able to successfully unplug it, not get shocked, and continue on with the play-by-play. I guess concentration, after all these years, I've been able to kind of figure out how to multitask, and that was certainly one of those moments. But it was a little warm yesterday, that's for sure, in the booth. We're headed to 82 today, but maybe just a little bit cooler, a little less humidity today. That humidity has been strong, hasn't it, over the last several days?
We're in the final week of the Summer Savings event at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Great markdowns, closeouts, and rebates on all televisions and appliances. Sale ends Friday, July 11th, so stop by soon or visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Good morning, 62 at WRCO Studios. So Hank's been busy trying to work on some jokes, so we'll present those to you with his special recitations coming up here during our roundup part of the program this morning. Here's a summer song from Brian Kelly.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All the same. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that. You met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer.
like I'm kissing you right here.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're headed toward maybe about 20 degrees warmer than right now. Today it is 62 degrees. A news update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle. New Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit